Hello and welcome to the RJ777 podcast. Basically, I'm just going to try to make this short and hopefully sweet. of course, you know, that is the saying, short and sweet. Not sure how sweet it's going to be. I'm actually using the microphone that I use in my videos now instead of the built-in microphone for Apple products. So yeah, I was thinking that it might help a little bit, because I'm sure the audio previously wasn't all that great. Anyway, so yeah, just gonna run through Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Start with the indie stuff, actually. Wrestle Kingdom 13. It's actually going to be on Fight TV. I use it a lot to mainly watch indie stuff. Recently, I've started watching MLW. A lot of big names for that promotion. I think that's really the main reason why I started watching it, to be honest with you. Like Sami Callihan, Jimmy Havoc, Shane Strickland, a.k.a. Killshot in Lucha Underground, Pentagon Jr., Phoenix, Loki. He probably isn't as big of a name now, but he is still a pretty big name. He is the inaugural Ring of Honor champion, Ring of Honor world champion, so he's also currently the MLW champion. Trying to think, I know there's some more big names. That's all. Anyway, say if you hear any background noise, currently making the arena for IPWO NCW, which I have been hyping up on my most recent video, which was a Flashback Friday video. So, which I think did well. I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. But yeah, well, it is what it is. Anyway, so, I'm trying to think. I know there was another indie promotion on Fight that I watched. Most recently, it was MLW. That's right. It was back when it was WCPW. I bought a pay-per-view on there. I think it was No Regrets, because there was a 30-man Rumble. It was when, what's his name, McIntyre, Drew McIntyre, was still in the Indies, and he was their champion, and of course they had the stipulation, if McIntyre did win the Rumble, then he would have to vacate the title. So, very intrigued to see who would win, all that sort of stuff, so. Anyway, so yeah, let's get right into Raw, because, you know, Raw comes up first, calendar-wise, so it's really the only reason why I start with Raw. Definitely not because it's the better show, that's for sure. Yeah, it's starting to get back into the territory where SmackDown's the much better show. And, yeah, can't really disagree with that currently, so. Anyway, so basically Corbin, you know, being a heel, basically going on saying, you know, how, what's his name? Strowman isn't going to be at TLC and all that stuff, you know. Easy win for him. Yada, yada, yada. You know, the usual heel stuff. It seems like he has a stable now with McIntyre, Bobby Lashley. I mean, I can kind of see why they would do that, but at the same time, it's a little weird. It's just kind of like you wouldn't really expect those two to go together. But that's what they're doing, so. Well, I mean, it might not be all that bad. Not sure yet. Anyway, this is the usual heel promo. And basically, he was saying, you know, if you don't align with me, you're gonna regret it. That sort of stuff. Then, of course, later on in the show, Balor chose to stand against Corbin. So, of course, they had a match, which was still bad. I don't think those two are ever going to have a good match. Seems impossible for them. But, yeah. I get if there isn't really anybody else, but I mean, there are other people that they could do. I could see them doing that if most of the top stars were injured or, you know, on Raw, and they're building up some people, so I could see that match happening, like, and it being treated more like a main event than compared to why are we seeing this match again or why are we seeing this match at all. So anyway, just trying to remember everything that happened. It was very forgettable Raw. Of course, they're still building up. Nia Jax has the face breaker, so I mean, it's working. She's getting heat, so I mean, can't really say anything about that. I mean, she's doing her job. Can't really go after somebody for doing their job, so I mean, I'm sure you could find a way to. It's just, you know, do you want to be a jerk about it or not? And it's probably not the right wording, but that really is what it boils down to. I mean, she is getting heat, so she's being a good heel. And that's really hard to do in these days because most heels have like that cool factor to them where everybody hates Ronda Rousey. Or not Ronda Rousey, Nia Jax, but a lot of people do dislike Rousey. So, but yeah, I did mean to say Nia Jax. Anyway, So, yeah, other than a few stuff, it was very forgettable. Just trying to think. Yeah, I mean, it was the usual stuff. Nothing really spectacular happened. Anyway, on to SmackDown, I guess, then. Because there's nothing really to talk about on Raw. I mean, other than it being bad and being very forgettable. There wasn't really anything. Anyway, so yeah, on SmackDown, again, it was pretty good. And like I said earlier, we're getting back into those days, like late 2016, early 2017, where they're still pretty even, but like Raw does have some stars in like McIntyre and Elias. You know, but, I mean, the rest of it's just meh. Actually, it's worse than meh. It's just awful. I mean, there's some stuff, like, oh, remember now. Ziggler and Rollins, of course, had a good match for the Intercontinental title, but it's nothing we haven't seen before. And that's kind of what they're doing. Like, that's pretty much the theme of the show. It's nothing we haven't seen before. Anyway, so yeah, on to SmackDown. Just trying to think. Oh yeah, Big Show, turning face. Again. Kind of weird. And Usos had a match with The Bar. Pretty good match. Non-title match. The one problem I do have with that is in the build-up. Like, I looked at the preview for SmackDown, and online they made it sound like it was going to be a title match, but it wasn't. So, I mean, that's just nitpicking, but still, they advertised it as a title match, and so, or they didn't really say a title match was going to happen, but, you know, said, you know, will you just be able to knock off The Bar, you know, and usually when they say that, you know, they mean it's a title match. Anyway, oh, I did like the opening. You know, when, other than, like, Paige, Becky and Charlotte, you know, being like, hey, we're the only women that matter on SmackDown. And then pretty much everybody else in the locker room, like, no, you're not, you know. Then that led to a Battle Royal, which, yeah, I'll talk about that later, though. AJ Styles had a promo, you know, usual stuff, really. Just trying to think. I mean, it really was the usual stuff. Like, classic face promo, that sort of thing. Anyway, let's see, AJ has promo, Sheamus and Cesaro. Oh, yeah, and then, Nakamura and Rusev. And in no contest, because Nakamura attacked Rusev before the match. it seems like they're leading to a multi-man match for the United States title at TLC. Most likely a Fatal 4-Way. I'm guessing it's a Fatal 4-Way. I mean, it could be a Fatal 5. Actually, it could be a 6-pack challenge. But it's either going to be most likely going to be a Fatal 4-Way or a Fatal 5-Way. With Nakamura and Rusev, Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton. They could throw the Miz in there. Not sure how likely that is. Let's be honest, he'll fight Shane McMahon. I mean, that is what's going to most likely what's going to happen. I did like that segment last week. Co-besties. I did like that. How Miz was all excited about this. New tag team. Him and Shane. The co-best in the world. And then Miz gets rolled up and Shane doesn't do anything. I did like that. And then of course he went to Shane about it. You know, that whole thing. Anyway, losing my train of thought. That's right. They're really hyping up Lars Sullivan, which I get. I mean, I get it. I want to make him look good, you know. Because you know he's going to be pushed on the main roster. I do have one problem with them saying, you know, he's the biggest free agent, you know, that whole thing. John Cena's a free agent. So, they're basically saying that Lars Sullivan is bigger than John Cena. And that is simply bullcrap. I mean, it really is. Just trying to think here, but it does kind of seem like Sullivan's going to SmackDown. I don't know, because on Raw, you got Strowman, you got McIntyre, you got Lashley, Corbin. SmackDown, other than Smojo, there isn't anybody like that over there. So, but, I don't know, if Braun's injured, then, which, I mean, they're saying that he is, but I'm not sure if it is a legitimate injury. I mean, WWE is known for kind of stretching the truth when it comes to injuries and that. See, I'm not entirely sure. Battle Royal. Oscar won. Very happy about that. So yeah, Asuka, Charlotte, Becky Lynch at TLC in a TLC match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. So yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, that's pretty big. I mean, that's the three biggest women that they have on the SmackDown roster, arguably. I mean, Naomi, you know, pretty big, but she isn't as big of a star lately. I mean, she's still... Asuka's arguably bigger because of the streak and all that stuff. But as far as everything goes in that, they're both about the same, so. But Asuka just feels, I mean, she feels better in that role than Naomi would feel in that title match. Because if Naomi would have won, or anybody else would have won, everybody would have said, oh, Asuka should have won that. And Asuka did win. So, I mean, can't really complain about that. Sure, some people will complain. Like saying, you know, so-and-so should have, or like it should have been one-on-one match. Yeah, something like that. Sure. Anyway. So, yeah. Excited to see where it goes, pretty much. And anyway, on to NXT. Not the best NXT show. I mean, it wasn't bad. Because, I mean, it's NXT. But with that match, right, there was really only one match that was actually worth watching. I mean, don't get me wrong. That one match was pretty good, and there was other good stuff on the card. But as far as like the rest of the show goes, wasn't all that good. And started off with a pretty good tag match. Danny Burch, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch against the Mighty. I mean, it's kind of what you expect. Lorcan and Burch won by roll up. Mighty beat him down afterwards. I mean, it's nothing really spectacular or out of the ordinary. Kind of furthers, not really furthers, but makes makes them look like more heels. You know, they're more of a heel group now after that. Arguably. So. But, and then there was, let's see, after that, there was some promos throughout on that, like backstage segments. Ciampa's gonna be on next week, so that'll be exciting. Just trying to think of everything else that happened. Oh, yeah, Mia Yim versus Vanessa Bourne. That was a pretty pointless match. It wasn't a bad match, but it was pointless. And, you know, it's never really that good to have a pointless match. It doesn't help anybody, really. I mean, unless it's a really good match. And it wasn't a really good match. It was an okay match. I mean, okay for NXT. It would have been good if it was on a main roster show. But for NXT, it was just okay, really. Then the main event. Keith Lee, Lars Sullivan. Oh, what a match it was. It was a really good match. And Keith Lee, like, throughout that show, just looked absolutely fantastic. Like, he was doing stuff that I would not expect him to do. Like, all those high-flying moves and that. I mean, if you look at the guy, you wouldn't expect him to do a suicide dive. It pretty much was a suicide dive. Like that slingshot crossbody, though. I mean, okay, I mean, that's still pretty impressive, but I mean, it isn't anything too out of the ordinary. But when he went over the top rope like that, I mean, dang, you know? I mean, that was something to watch. Anyway, you know, Sullivan won. That was a little bit surprising to me. It wasn't, like, that surprising, but it was still a little bit surprising. Anyway, yeah, just kind of went through everything just kind of quickly. Yeah, it's just kind of, not a lot happened this week. I mean, nothing really big happened other than Asuka winning that Battle Royal. And it's now a triple threat TLC match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. But really, other than that, wasn't really anything that spectacular. When you look at everything that happened. So, yeah. Got NCW versus IPWL coming up. You know, I must mention this on the video, but also mention it here. I did have to skip an episode of IPWL because I made the foolish mistake of saying this that would be the next video that I do. And I looked at the calendar. I had to do two other episodes of IPWL, so the special is taking place of another episode. So there's that. And then, it's just, so, the pay-per-view is coming two episodes sooner than what it normally would have, so instead of, let's see, 16 episodes, it's going to be 14 episodes. And after this, 6 more episodes to the pay-per-view. So, and all the matches are set. Just have to advance the storylines, really. So, yeah. See you guys for that. Thank you guys for watching. Or not really watching, but thank you guys for listening. To me, forget segments and all that stuff. And give brief reviews on those segments. Before I go, there is pretty big news announcement. I launched a website recently. Jedi777 website. I think it's at Jimdo. I think it's called Jimdo. Yeah, jimdofree.com, because it's a free website and all that stuff. Since this is non-profit, didn't really want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for it to begin with, honestly. But, anyway, on the website, it's just kind of like a brief description while the website's there and stuff like that. I also have the IPWL and NCW roster rankings up there for the right brand, right brands with IPWL and all that stuff. It's alphabetical, isn't it, from greatest to least. I probably should have done greatest to least, though. I think I might, actually. Now that I have the rosters sorted out, I'll probably will do greatest to least. Anyway, also on there, I have all the current champions and that. But really, though, the reason I wanted to make a website to put the rankings up there, to make IPWL and NCW a little bit more, I want to say interactive, but I'm not entirely sure if that's the right word. Because, then you can see the rankings. When I put somebody in a title match, and this is rare, but it has happened, and it probably will happen in the future, who isn't at that level yet. I mean, you guys can call bullcrap on me. If it's a storyline, then that's a little different, but if it's just like a regular match, well, why is he getting the shot and not somebody else? Then you can also see, so-and-so, he's getting high up in the rankings, or he needs some more wins, he's really high in the rankings. With IPWL, is one extreme to the other. Chris Jericho, 135 points. Kurt Angle, 10 points. And there's just one big, giant leap. And it really does go through Jericho. It's like a big leap from him down to like Orton and Punk, their level, and around Rollins and all that. Bruno, 60 points. It's Bruno San Martino, so. Just him not being in a world title match doesn't really feel right to me. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's like more stuff than that. But anyway, guess I will see you guys for the next podcast episode. And be sure to watch IPWL versus NCW.